Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready.
To
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing.
Fiesta.
Romancing.
Siesta.
Samba.
La bamba.
Ay, caramba.
Disguises.
Disguises.
Surprises.
Surprises.
And pies of.
And pies of.
All sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
We're environmentally sound. All of today's jokes are recycled from last week's show.
It all started millions of years ago. Maybe it was a week ago Thursday. In this house. This was where Odie lived. That's Odie right there. And that's the cat who lives here, Garfield.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, puppy.
That's Odie talk for Santa Claus in September?
Sorry, the reindeer games ran late this year, and then I had an elf work stoppage. Do you have a wish, pup?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I'm supposed to know these things. Your wish is to be kicked off the table. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho.
Oh, you're probably wondering what Odie's wish really was. Well, he had only one wish. It was the same wish he had every day. He wished that he could fly. He'd look at the birds soaring so gracefully through the sky, and he'd wish that just once he could do that. Just for maybe 5 minutes or so. He even tried it once. Well, twice. Actually, he tried it about 37 times. Now, Odie knew that dogs, like people, just plain can't fly. But it was something he had to try. And as if not being able to fly wasn't bad enough.
Did you see that? Vroom! Right to the ground!
Like a rock. Like the rocks in his head.
Their laughter embarrassed Odie, especially because he knew they were right. It was a couple of weeks later when the owner took his pets to the beach.
Isn't it great out here, guys? The three of us together. It's like a family outing. Nothing will separate us. Nothing will...
See you later, guys.
Yeah, I know how he feels. I wish a pizza would jog by. Anyway, Oatster, I figure John should be back long before high tide and... Oh, Odie? Odie?
Odie had found a cave there on the beach. A cave that almost seemed to be calling to him. The dog wandered all over the cave until he found something buried near the back.
Waste of time, pup. You couldn't find anything important in this cave. Just some old piece of junk? Odie, do you know what this is? This is a magic lamp. You rub it and get three wishes. I can wish for riches. I can wish for eternal life. I can wish for rice pudding without raisins in it.
Garfield rubbed the lamp, and he rubbed it, and he rubbed it, and he rubbed it. But nothing happened.
I'm going to do something constructive and take a nap.
What Garfield didn't know was, this wasn't the kind of lamp you rub. This was the kind of lamp you have to slurp. Who lit my lamp? By the way, that's me. Don't I look good in a turban? You may have three wishes, puppy. Odie only had one wish, so I decided to give it to him three times. His wish was to fly. So be it.
Huh?
Perhaps I should have thrown in something about steering. That was your first flight. Let us hope your second goes better. Garfield was sound asleep on the shore, so he couldn't see Odie's takeoff. In fact, he didn't even see the tide coming in and taking him out. As for Odie, he was having the time of his life. Finally, he came back to the cave, where he made a safe but not too graceful landing. That was your second flight, puppy. You can fly one more time. Make sure you save it for something real important. Goodbye. So, the little puppy trotted out of the cave, and he walked up to where his master was in a panic.
Odie, Garfield's drifted out to sea.
The tide had come in and carried poor Garfield out into the water.
Kind of damp around here. No wonder it's damp. Help! Things couldn't get worse. Help!
How about if a shark came along?
Things got worse. Help!
A shark! Keep an eye on him, Odie. I'm going to get the Coast Guard.
Now, Garfield had been pretty mean to Odie lately. Still, Odie didn't hesitate about using up his last flight on him.
This is it. I'm history. I'm a goner. I'm seeing things. This isn't happening. No, sir. Not a chance.
This had better be a real emergency, Mr. Arbuckle.
It is. My cat's out in the water. He's out there with a shark circling him and
Is that your cat?
He was out in the water. He was.
Yeah, right.
I'm telling you, he was out there.
Well, Odie explained to Garfield all about the three wishes and how he used them all up.
You used your last wish up for me?
Mm-hmm.
Odie, I'm never going to do another rotten thing to you ever again for a while.
Well, there isn't much more to the story. John never did figure out how Garfield got to the shore. Garfield kept his be nice to Odie promise for one full week. Not bad for him. As for old Odie, well, he didn't have to dream about flying anymore. And when the other dogs teased him about wanting to fly, well, he knew that he had. And he knew that they never would. And he figured that was good enough for him.
Could I have a word with you?
Don't stand in my sun. I'm working on a feather tan.
Could I please perhaps maybe perhaps have the $5 you owe me back?
Oh, that's right. I owe you $5. How long has it been?
14 years.
Well, I owe you $5, and Roy Brewster always pays his debts. So,
Wade...
Isn't that a ladybug over there?
Ladybug! Ladybug! Help! 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 Ladybug!
Why? Oh, that's been working so well for 14 years.
Help! Help!
I'm afraid of a ladybug! I am afraid of a ladybug!
Wade, do you know who Franklin Delano Roosevelt was?
He wasn't a ladybug, was he?
No. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was the 32nd president of the United States. He once said, "We have nothing to fear but fear itself."
Nothing to fear but fear itself.
Uh-huh. The only thing in this world worth being afraid of is fear.
Oh, that's wonderful. From now on, I know what I have to do. Help! I'm afraid of fear! I'm afraid of fear! Oh, help me!
Wade, you should demand that Roy pay you back the money he owes you.
I would, but I'm an afraid duck.
Well, what would history be like if everyone was afraid of everything?
A lot like my family reunion.
Yo, Wade, I'm gonna teach you something.
Nobody said hello to anyone or ate any of the food. We were all too afraid.
I'm gonna take you back in history.
You wanna take me where?
Back into history. How far back shall we go?
14 years, so I can warn myself not to loan Roy $5.
No, we'll go back to 1492. Now, imagine, we're aboard one of Christopher Columbus's ships. We're sailing to discover the New World. I'll be Columbus. The popular wisdom is that the world is flat, but I, Christopher Columbus, believe it to be round like a ball. What say you, First Mate Wade?
Oh, I say I want my mommy.
Wade will never get the nerve to insist on his $5 back. Gee, my feet feel kind of damp. Oh, wait a minute. I know what's going on. Orson's fantasizing up a book again.
Wade, we're not really on the sea. It's just pretend. I am trying to show you great moments and courage to inspire you to demand that Roy repay you.
Aha! Well, we'll have to make sure Wade doesn't get inspired.
Here, listen to this. The ship sailed steady enough that not a man aboard felt the slightest rocking. Each hand aboard Columbus's ship was hale, hearty, and ready for action.
I feel hale, hearty, and ready for action.
This is so rotten. What Orson reads in a book always seems to happen. We'll just rewrite history a little.
Land is far away, my captain.
You're holding that backwards.
Land is very near, my captain.
Some people think we will sail off the edge of the world, sailor.
Sail off the edge of the world, indeed.
Where was I? Oh, yes. It was then that Columbus and his ship sailed right off the edge of the world.
What? I knew this would happen.
I'll find some other chapter. It was a clear day in December of 1903 when the Wright brothers rolled out their invention out on the sand dunes at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina.
Where are we?
In Kitty Hawk. We are the Wright brothers, and we're about to fly the first aeroplane.
You are about to fly the first aeroplane. I get a nosebleed when I stand on tippy-toe.
Wade, we're just pretending.
I don't like the principle of repaying money I owe.
Are you sure nothing can go wrong, Orson? Wilbur.
History reports that this first flight was successful, Orville. And it'll show you that courage is important if you're ever going to accomplish anything. Here we go. The aeroplane began to roll along the ground, gaining speed. Finally, the force of the wind under the wings caused the craft to lift. It soared off into the sky. And just then, the giant space penguin seized the craft.
Help, giant space penguins! Oh, I always knew this would happen!
Somebody tampered with my book!
You'll never get his $5 back!
Help, space penguin!
There were no giant space penguins!
No space penguins?
And no aeroplane either!
Some help you are!
Instead, the duck was seated astride a giant rocket ship!
This is better.
A rocket ship specially programmed to home in on anyone who owed money to its pilot.
Huh? It's just a figment of Orson's imagination. It's not really there. I don't have to run. There's no rocket there.
The rocket headed for the deadbeat and would not be shaken.
Stop! Stop!
stop. The rocket couldn't be stopped until the pilot got his $5 back.
Yeah, give the pilot back his $5.
Here's the $5 I owe you.
Orson, I got my $5 back.
And the rocket disappeared and everyone landed safely.
I finally got my money back.
Hey, Roy, that's mine.
Well, I'm borrowing it again. If you want it back, just ask.
Gee, I just found my book about prehistoric monsters.
Here's your money back, Wade.
As you can see, kids, there's a lesson to be learned from this story.
Yeah, you don't repay money you owe. A dinosaur squishes your head.
That's pretty much it.
Here you are, Lord Eloy. I hope you enjoyed our date.
Cecil, how long have we been dating?
38 years.
And 6 days. Don't you think it's time we got married?
Married? You mean as in man and wife? As in forever?
Yes, Cecil, dear. So how about it?
I'm not old enough for marriage.
You're the same age as me, 127.
That's what I mean. Thanks for a lovely evening. Goodbye.
I can't stand men, or whatever he is, who won't commit. I need to cool off. I think I'll go for a ride. Somewhere out there, there's a man for me, and I'm going to find him.
You know, Garfield, sometimes you amaze me.
Sometimes I amaze me, too.
A few blocks ago, we passed that sidewalk lasagna vendor, and you didn't demand all his lasagna. Maybe you're learning self-control.
Maybe I'm learning to use a lariat.
Maybe I can find a guy here in the park. Someone handsome. Someone not too bright.
Garfield, you're hopeless. You can't take a man's whole cart.
But it said to go on the side.
What a hunk. I must have him for my husband. I'd better change my appearance. Just until he gets to know me.
Don't give me problems. We came here to walk Odie and maybe so that I might meet a beautiful woman.
And he calls me hopeless. John actually expects a beautiful woman to walk up and say, "You're kind of cute."
You're kind of cute.
You are? I mean, I am.
I'm Lorelei. Let's have dinner and get better acquainted.
Whew. Garfield, Lorelei and I are going on a date. Take over walking Odie.
Come on. We're going to follow them.
What's wrong?
A beautiful woman is interested in John, and you're asking what's wrong? How long have you been on this show? Now we've lost them. We'll have to search every restaurant in town.
Well, what do you usually do after dinner when you're out on a date?
I don't know. I don't think I've ever had a date that actually made it all the way to the end of dinner.
Well, I have an idea.
Okay.
Let's get married.
Married?
There they are. And they're still speaking. Odie, this could be serious.
Lorelei, I like you and all that, but we just met. I'm not ready to talk about marriage.
You're going to marry me, and that's that!
You're right. She's a witch.
You're not going anywhere! Groom, come to me. I'll take you home and make you my husband.
Husband? Hurry, Odie. Keep her in sight. We've got to stop her before the I do's.
Let me out of here! Help! You can't do this to me!
Get set to see your blushing bride, Johnny! Dum-dum-da-dum! Dum-dum-da-dum! Johnny, what would I have to give you for a little kiss?
Novocaine?
I've got to get back in Lorelei's bad graces. Make her forget all this marriage nonsense.
Maybe a nice gift.
She took him to that house.
may be a 50-foot man-eating poisonous snake. No, she already has three of them. Pets. A nice dog and cat. She can pet them and hold them and care for them.
Or make stew.
Yes.
This path leads up to the house. Let's go this way. Let's not go this way.
Come back here, dog and cat. Come back. You come back here.
He's saying that like he actually expects us to do it.
Come out of there! Now!
Let's head for the house.
You're not serious about us getting married.
Very serious.
You can't...
This is Frankie, a justice of the peace. In fact, he's a man of many pieces. Proceed.
We gather here to join man, woman, matrimony.
Help, oh help.
You could say that again.
I'm gonna get you, animals. I'm gonna... that way, officer? Okay, thanks.
Oh, right on the philodendron. Now where are we? Oh, yes, John. We have to save John. What about him? Oh, don't worry about old Double Ugly. He's history. Uh-oh. History's repeating itself.
Do you, Arbuckle, take woman be wife of you?
He does.
Do you, Lorelei, take man be husband of you?
I do.
Anyone show cause why not marry these two people?
My Lorelei, she's marrying someone else.
Now's your chance, Lugosi. Get in there.
Me now pronounce you man and
why?
Cecil!
You can't marry this creature.
And give me one good reason why not.
Because I want to marry you, that's why.
Oh, Cecil.
I hate to interrupt a happy couple, but could we have our friend back?
You want your friend back, Kitty? Very well.
Let me out of this place!
Me too.
Me now pronounce you man and witch.
Oh, that was the most horrible experience of my life.
Look, what a perfect couple. I'm sure they'll have perfectly hideous children.
Garfield, Odie, this is it. The next time a beautiful woman shows the slightest interest in me, I'm running the other way.
Excuse me, but you're kind of cute.
What's wrong with that guy?
Beats me. Let's go. We have a beauty contest to get to.